Todd, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Gumpy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Bailey, if you're ready. Good afternoon, gamblers.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Bro Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. I am your host, at Tone Diggs. Sitting to my right is Todd McComas. And on the phone is our friend Gumpy from Canada. Sound like you seemed like you wanted to say something there, Todd.
At Tone Diggs. I don't know if I can get used to it.
Well, get used to it.
I gotta be honest.
No one's going to care in a week. No one's going to care in a week.
Tone, we talked about this. Tone is a man.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm a man. I'm 40.
That's what we talked about.
Yes.
He's become a man. He's Tone now.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. Somebody understands.
I get it.
Somebody
respect the man.
Somebody fucking gets it. We'd like to say congratulations to our friend boss for securing deals with ESPN, WWE, DAZN, Westwood One. If you haven't heard the news already, it's big news today. Big news today.
Big news.
Daily national radio show, 10 to noon. Check the map. It's going to be a fucking great time.
Video simulcast on the DAZN app.
On DAZN. And if you can't, and if the radio show is not in your area, you could listen in on the TuneIn app as well.
Just find any of the stations that have it in your time zone and use the TuneIn app
fucking
and listen.
Cake.
Cake.
With that being said, we still have to do this show. We still have to give out winners. I'm not sure we gave out. I think we're 5-5 the other day.
Yeah.
Gumpy, is that correct?
We slipped a little bit.
Maybe 4-6, but I like the sound of 5-5.
So
5-5.
We're 5-5 the other day.
Yeah, I'm on that.
But in the last since June, we have never had back-to-back losing days.
No, not at all.
So with today's picks, you can almost, I don't know, I don't want to call it the thing that you put on your doors so people don't get in and steal all your shit. But it's almost that.
Well,
we don't use that word here on the show anymore.
The last 30 days were 51, 32, and 7.
Oh, is that good?
Put it that way.
Is that good?
Even if you want to go recently, last 7 days, 10 and 7.
Oh.
We're winning.
We're winning.
We're winning.
We're fine. So let's continue winning.
Let's do it.
What is today? Wednesday.
It is.
Okay. Nice. You want to do best bets?
Let's do it.
Kyle, let's start with you. Gumpy?
Back to me. I'll go first. Let's go.
Okay.
This game's probably starting right now. Should I just skip it?
The 12-10 game?
Yeah.
Well, give your thoughts on it, and we'll see if you were right or wrong. I'm just not going to go in the parlay.
Okay. I'm just going to continue riding the Mets until I'm shown otherwise.
They've been hot. They've been fucking hot.
Yamamoto for the Marlins, last three starts, 15 earned. He's really taken a slide lately. Matt's going for the Mets. Last time at home, complete game shutout. I like them first five, minus a half at minus 140.
You know what? That's a beautiful thing. I like what you're doing there. No, you're not going to be able to get your picks in for the show. Listeners, we apologize with the news this morning. You know, sorry. Sorry, we're kind of busy.
Yeah.
But we'll see if Gumpy was right on that. Maybe live bet it. Maybe fucking live bet it.
They took a doubleheader from him yesterday. I mean, the Mets are, I can't believe what's happening here.
No, they're fucking, they've been great. Todd, what is your best bet?
I'm going to take Cleveland money line.
Okay.
The odds aren't great on it. It's minus 192 or something right now.
That's
and I
okay.
was going to go run line, but man, I tell you what, I need, I've been
you need a W?
I've been going out there. I need some W's.
Okay.
First game or second game, Todd?
I'm taking the, first game, right?
Okay, first
Plesac,
game, yeah.
Because Plesac, with him on the hill, he's 4-1 at home with a 3.51 ERA. Post-All-Star break, he's 3-0 with a 2.57 ERA.
Great stats.
He's 1-0 with a 1.29 ERA, specifically against the Rangers. I like him over Jurado. Jurado is post-All-Star break of 1-2 with a 7.20 ERA. He's slipping.
Great.
His last
slipping.
22 innings pitch, he's given up 16 earned as well, Todd.
Yeah.
Great stats. Hey, you. Good stats.
Thanks, buddy.
That's homework. That's what we call homework, boys.
My best bet, and you know, I hate this because I hate taking overs.
No. I haven't hit an over on a full game all year.
Well, buckle up, because that's all I got today. I got three fucking overs.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
So fucking buckle up for today, okay? I got the Giants and Nats over 9, okay? Let that sink in there for you.
Okay.
Giants, Nats over 9. The reason why I am taking this, okay? The reason why I am taking this. Joe Ross. He's on the mound for the Nats. He's got an 8 ERA. I mean, he started in the pen this year. He started his last three games, but I mean, he's given up runs. I'm not a big Joe Ross guy. Sean Anderson for the Giants, a 7.7 ERA in July. So not great there either. And then San Francisco and the Nats are 6th and 7th, respectively, versus right-handed pitching. So you got two top 10 clubs against right-handed pitching, against two right-handed pitchers that are struggling. Give me the over 9. And
I like it.
Giants and Nets.
I like
that
it.
That is a good number, Tone. That is a good
It is a good number.
I didn't see that.
Well, you should maybe open your eyes a little bit, Cuffy.
I'm not looking at overs. I'll leave that to you.
No, yeah. I mean, I don't like to – listen, I don't like the overs, but when the stats steer me in that direction – I'm not going to ignore those either.
That's true. You got to stick with the science.
Even toe in the water on that one. Giants plus a half, first five at home.
Hey, toe it, dude. Hey, feel free to fucking toe the shit out of that. But I'm telling you, the over 9, put it in. Okay? I don't feel good.
I like it.
I don't feel good about it. What else, Gumpy, what else you got, buddy?
I got something here for the second game of that doubleheader.
Okay.
The Indians haven't announced their starter.
Okay.
But I love the Rangers and Lance Lynn getting plus a half at plus 115 first five.
Okay.
That value is incredible. Lance Lynn, the last time he didn't go six innings was April 23rd.
Yeah, he's been incredible.
The guy has been one of the most consistent pitchers in the league all year, and I love that value there.
Hey, we're going to throw it in for you, buddy. How's that make you feel? Is that okay?
Second game of a doubleheader, too. Bats will be tired.
Okay. Todd, what else you got?
I got Atlanta at Minnesota.
Yep.
Taking Atlanta in that one money line. Max Fried starts for the Braves. He's 12-4 with a 4.07 ERA this season. He's 7-1 with a 4.4 ERA on the road. Post All-Star break, 3-0 with a 2.76 ERA. And that's going to be a theme in my picks. I'm starting to focus on who's playing well after the break.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's about what you've done for me lately.
Correct.
Martin Perez, post All-Star break, 0-1 with a 6.00 ERA. Let's go. Let's give the advantage, though, Maxi. I'm taking Atlanta in this one.
Yeah, I mean, there's no...
I like that one, yeah.
There's no reason to look at what they've done before the break.
No.
I mean...
Mm-mm. But it can be deceiving some of them. You just look at the overall ERA, and if they had a really hot... first half of the season, but then they're going like a fucking 8 ERA. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're just looking at the 3.94 ERA overall. Yeah. You got to look into it.
No.
What have you done for me lately?
The bats are hot right now, too, man. Oh, yeah, they put a number on that Berrios last night, and he's been almost unhittable for the Twins.
Seriously. All right. My next pick. You already know it's an over. What game is it going to be? It's going to be Seattle and San Diego Padres over 9.5. Let me tell you why.
Tell me why.
Joey Lucchese. Fucking great name, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Should be a gangster.
He is a gangster. He had a 6 ERA in July, 6 ERA in August in his one start. And then Kikuchi's going on the mound for the Mariners. He had a 7 ERA in June, 6 ERA in July, 13 ERA in his one start in August. Mm. And then same as... the Giants and Nats, that was versus right-handed pitching. This game, these two teams, respectively, are 6th and 7th versus left-handed pitching. So we've got two top 10 teams.
All right.
Against left-handed pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Both pitchers, left-handers, both pitchers struggling.
There you
so
go.
So once again,
we'll see a pattern developing.
We're going over in that
All
game.
All right.
15 earned in his last 15 pitch for Kikuchi as well.
Something to think about. Gumpy, what else you got, buddy?
I was toeing the water on that one. Padres first five at minus 140 just because I like Lucchese a little bit more.
Yeah, well, too late. I already took the over.
Yeah, I was just toeing it. I got one more. I got Phillies D-backs.
Okay.
It's nothing against Vargas. He's decent in his first start with the Phillies. He was all right. But Zach Galen going for the D-backs, his last three, he's gone 17 and a third with three earned.
Pretty solid.
He's got a 2.72 ERA. And the first five, they're at minus 125. I love that number.
I mean, you can't.
Double stamp it. Galen, 1.85 ERA since the All-Star break. And Vargas being a lefty, guess what? The D-backs eat lefties for breakfast. Eighth best hitting team in the league since July 1st.
Look at us. Look at us on this, on the same page. My last over. A's Cubs. Over 10. No game in this series so far has gone under 11. So something to think about there.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland is fifth versus left-handed pitching. Jose Quintana, he's got a 5.56 ERA in July. He's been okay. He's been okay, but the Oakland A's, hot versus left-handed pitching. So that's what I'm thinking about there. Homer Bailey, since he's gone over to the A's, hasn't been great. 7.32 ERA in July. Cubs bats are obviously not terrible, so I'm taking the over in the third and final game of that series to see if we get three overs in a row there.
All right.
Gumpy, do you have anything to say about it?
No, I like that.
Okay. Yeah.
You're the over guy. I'm with you, man.
I'm not the over guy.
Over,
dude.
Over.
I'm the first five under guy.
Us, you're on the over more than anybody, so you're the over guy. Well, I'm the first five guy.
No, don't try to steal that from us, okay? don't do that, okay? Todd, do you have any more?
I do. I have one more. Okay. I have the White Sox money line at Detroit. Ivan Nova starts for the Sox. He's been turning things around. He had a shitty season, but in his last three starts, he has a 0.9 ERA.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So I look for him to have a big game, continue, stretch this into four fucking epic starts. And the lefty, Tyler Alexander, is starting for the Tigers. He's been great at home. If you look at his stat, 1.29 ERA, but that's only over seven innings. All I know is that the White Sox hit very well against left-handed. They're seventh in the league since July 1st in that stat. So I look for the offense to have a good day for the Sox, and I look for Nova to have a particular good day on the mound. Bad day for Detroit.
Awesome. I don't see anybody losing two times in a row to the Tigers.
No, I don't think that happens very often.
Nope.
It's probably never happened, if ever. So, no, I like that pick. I like all of our picks.
I think we're looking good.
What we do here every day is we put all of our picks into a parlay. We call it our cup of coffee a day parlay, because if you're spending $5 on a cup of coffee, mm-hmm. you might as well spend $5 on a parlay that's gonna net you some money.
You might as well.
I mean, people who have played the cup of coffee a day parlay this year so far, they're up.
They are up.
They're up dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do here on this podcast. We just try to get you up dollars.
Yeah, that's what we're all about. Keep you in the black.
Okay.
Or so is it the red? I can't remember which is positive.
Black
either way,
good.
I'll go for that.
Black right, is good. Red is bad. Something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Green is good.
Green is also good. Green and black, synonymous. Red, bad.
Red, you're dead.
Red, you're dead.
Just know that.
That's a saying here on the show. Red, you're dead. We've been saying it forever, right, Gumpy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since the show started, that's what we've been saying. Provo bets, green, you're good. Red, you're dead.
Green, you're good. Red, you're dead. Nice.
Could be on a T-shirt.
It could be. We should probably make some. You know what? That's probably
should
a good
we get
idea.
A Provo bets tee with the train on it?
Something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably get some NFL gambling shirts coming up here soon.
Yeah, I like it.
So, well, you know what? We'll brainstorm on that. Mm-hmm. We'll get back to you guys. All right, let me run through these. I'll be honest, a little scatterbrained right now, so I'm not sure if I got everyone. So make sure that your bet is in here. Right. The Oakland A's, Chicago Cubs, over 10. That's me. It's in. Cleveland Indians, minus 190. That's Todd. It's in.
Yep.
Padres, over 9.5. That's me. It's in. Nats, Giants, over 9. It's me. It's in. Braves, minus 120.
Mm-hmm.
That was somebody.
Me.
Todd, it's in. Gumpy, first five. Diamondbacks, you're in. White Sox, minus 130. You're in.
Yep.
Definitely missed some of your company, right?
Rangers, plus a half, first five, second.
Oh, game. That's what it was. So since there's no starter yet, it's not on my screen. So let me find something. What were you saying?
Did you get the D-backs too?
Yes, they're in there.
Yeah.
Plus 115, Gumpy?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm just going to slide another game in here that's plus 115. All right, so we got an eight-teamer.
All right. I like it. I like it. It's going to be a good payout.
8-0 is a good one.
Wednesday is usually our day, too.
Wednesday is normally our day.
It's our day. We'll hit this.
Recently, Wednesday's been our day. $5 to win $609.
Nice!
Nice!
That's what I'm talking about.
Five to win $609. You take that money and you go store.patmcafeeshow.com, 20% off if you use promo code.
And have a day.
Hashtag Thursday Night McAfee. Have a day.
Mm-hmm.
Or pay some bills.
Get some hats.
Don't worry about the bills.
Hats, get some paints.
The bills will pay themselves.
Yeah.
Got my electric bill today. It's been a hot it's been a hot summer.
Mm-hmm.
The money reflects that. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.